Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mexican Ministry of Finance Economic Program for 2005 conference call. At this time, all participants have been placed on a listen-only mode, and the floor will be open for your questions following today's presentation. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mr. Alonso Garcia, Deputy Minister of Finance. Sir, you may begin.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Mexico's Ministry of Finance conference call on the economic program for 2005. Together with me is Alejandro Werner and Ricardo Sanchez Baker, the first General Director of Macroeconomic Policy and the second Director of Public Debt, who will participate in the conference call in the section of questions and answers. The economic package was sent to Congress yesterday. As you might already know, the date by which the package has to be submitted to Congress was recently moved forward by a constitutional amendment. We expect this earlier submittal to result in a more thorough discussion of the budget. I will begin by making some comments about the macroeconomic developments in 2004. After that, I will discuss on the federal budget and the debt policy for 2005. And finally, we will open the floor for questions. Let me start with macroeconomic and fiscal developments in 2004. External factors have been very supportive for economic growth in Mexico in 2004. Manufacturing output has been growing in the U.S. and Mexican exports, which posted a 1% growth rate in the second half of 2003, expanded at an annual growth of 13.5% in the first half of 2004, showing that the link between Mexican and U.S. manufacturing is very much alive. International oil prices have been much higher than expected as a supply shortage risk premium has been paid in international markets. Higher oil prices have resulted in a 17.7% oil-related export growth in Mexico during the first semester of the year and an oil windfall in government revenues. Personal consumption has been posting positive annual growth rates since early 2002. Exports picked up late in 2003, and in the first quarter of this year, private investment began to expand, making the current expansion more balanced and sustainable. The acceleration of the Mexican economy, which has posted quarterly annualized growth rates of more than 4.5% in the last three quarters, has been reflected in a faster pace of job creation. The total number of non-agricultural workers registered in the Mexican Social Security Institute increased by 280,000 in the first 7 months of 2004, the highest pace of formal job creation in 4 years. For the year, we are expecting GDP growth of 4% in real terms, in spite of some evidence of a soft patch in the U.S. economy, which has affected manufacturing activity in Mexico, but which we anticipate to be temporary. A current account deficit of 1.4% of GDP financed entirely by an FDI inflow of close to $16 billion. Regarding public finances, we estimate the following. The traditional fiscal balance for 2004 is projected to be 0.3% of GDP, excluding the voluntary retirement program for public sector workers. The primary fiscal surplus is anticipated to be 2.6% of GDP. Budgetary revenues for 2004 are expected to be close to 110 billion pesos, higher than the budgeted amount for the year, mostly reflecting the oil windfall. Non-oil tax revenue is projected to be slightly lower than budgeted as the revenue from the income tax was affected by the elimination of the substitutive tax to the salary credit and the special tax on telecommunications. However, VAT collection is expected to increase 4.4% in real terms. Non-tax revenues are projected to be lower than the budgeted amount, but this is going to be partially compensated by higher revenues from public entities under direct budgetary control or related to the oil industry. Public expenditure will reflect the oil windfall as established in the federal budget for 2004. Programmable expenditure is expected to increase in close to 84 billion pesos in PEPEX infrastructure, state and local government infrastructure projects, and in deposits to the Oil Stabilization Fund. public sector borrowing requirements, which include the headline fiscal deficit, public investment financed by the private sector, known as PIDIREGAS, IPAB expenses, budgetary adjustments, debtor support programs, FARAC, and the financial intermediation by government-owned development banks are expected at 1.8 of GDP in 2004. Once the favorable effects of the agreement for the substitution of the FOAPROA notes is taken into account. One should recall that 116 billion pesos were recovered with the exchange. From that total, almost 64 billion pesos relate to a recovered asset and have an impact on the broad definition of the deficit. The public sector borrowing requirements would have been 2.7% of GDP if the effect on the note exchange would not have been taken into account. Federal budget for 2005 shows the following. First, we are assuming that U.S. GDP growth is going to be 3.7% and U.S. manufacturing production will grow 5%. We are estimating an average price for the Mexican oil mix of $23 per barrel. Raising interest rates in the United States with the federal funds expected to reach 2% at the end of 2004 and 3% at the end of 2005. The federal budget was built with the following macroeconomic forecasts of the Mexican economy for 2005. First, GDP growth of 3.8% and inflation at 3%, which is in line with the long-term target of the central bank. A current account deficit of 2.1% of GDP in spite of the anticipated reduction in international oil prices. And finally, increasing domestic interest rates as a reflection of the expected global monetary tightening. The economic strategy will focus on achieving the political support for structural change and preserving macroeconomic stability. The reform impulse must be strengthened in order to undertake the following structural reforms: energy reform, labor reform, fiscal reform, public employees pension system reform, the Pemex fiscal regime, and budget process reform. Preserving macroeconomic stability is essential to foster private investment, which will generate more and better jobs. Fiscal responsibility reduces crowding out and encourages financial development, and is regarded as a necessary condition for continued stability. In 2005, the fiscal consolidation effort will continue, and the target for the headline fiscal deficit will be of 0.1% of GDP. Fiscal consolidation will face an unexpected reduction in budgetary revenues of 1.7% of GDP. Oil-related revenues are expected to fall 1.1% of GDP in 2005 because of the anticipated reduction in the international price of oil. Non-oil tax revenues are projected to decrease 0.1% of GDP due to the reduction in trade tariffs agreed in various free trade agreements. And non-oil, non-tax revenues are projected to drop 0.5% of GDP. The budget includes an expenditure adjustment mechanism that would become binding if revenues evolve differently from what is being budgeted. If revenues were lower than projected, these mechanisms would allow the government to adjust spending while preserving the outlays in strategic areas such as education, health, equal opportunities, rural development, and infrastructure. Expenditure for 2005 has been